So basically we have here, let's just get some macros. So we're doing today Tosvos, Tosvos Dalet Amud Beis, Tosvos Ela Amar Rav Yosef. Okay, so the background here is you have a Mishnah. The Mishnah has a case, and basically in Hotzah, in order to do the Malach of carrying, you have to pick an object up in, let's say, in a private domain, bring it across and put it down in the public domain. But there's a principle that... Okay, so that's basically neat. You carry it on Nachas. So the Mishnah has a case, for instance, if you pick up an object, to one Rosh Hashanah, you in private, and you transfer it and put it down in another guy's hand. Okay, so then basically you hand it to a guy in another Rosh Hashanah, so that's the case of Hotzah Yechayim. Okay, that's the answer. So the Gemara wants to know, the problem is that in general there's a principle that in Hotzah, you have to put it down on a place which is 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. Okay, it has to be on, if you put it down like on a beam, on a pole, let's say, so then it doesn't count as putting it down. Okay, because we said that the object, the Hanukkah really is you're giving the object a real location. And if something is like a flimsy kind of a thing, doesn't have a real location. It's not the object doesn't really have a din makom. It's just an accidental relationship to the location. So in order to give it a real din makom, you have to put it down on dalet al dalet. So the problem is that when you put it down in the guy's hand, that's not dalet al dalet. So how is it that if you put it down in his hand, it suffices? The Mishnah has a yechayev, but you're putting it down in a hand, and a hand is not fourth vachem by fourth vachem. So it really lacks in the primary requirement for otzah. Okay, so that's what the Gemara was dealing with. So it's trying to give all kinds of answers. Try to say it's Rabbi Akiva, didn't work out. So Rabbi Yosef, that was Rabbah. Rabbah tried to say it's Rabbi Akiva. Well, it's Kutta Kamishonka, whatever. That didn't work out. Then comes along Rabbi Yosef, and he tries to give a different answer. But Tosus basically stops right there, and he says, Kasha l'Rashba. Okay, this is a different Rashba. He says, Matzrich and Rabbah Rabbi Yosef, Lahamin HaMishnah Ketanoyim. Why do Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have to try to find Tanaim, who are the authors of this Mishnah? V'asvir lu perek shein the perek basa deravin the melchshav to mashvile makom. Okay, so basically you have this Gemara in Erevin. Maybe we should look at it. Which says basically your machshava can make something into a makom. So even though you have a halacha that something has to be dalet al dalet, it's not a hard and fast rule. You could somehow through your machshava, through your thoughts, you can render something as if it were dalet al dalet. So how does it work? So it says. So basically, so where is the side testament of? It says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef." Okay. So Amar Yosef, Hishtin v'rak chayv chatas. So basically, if a person urinates or spits across from across the line of the rishos, so he's chayv chatas. Okay. So it's like it's going from his mouth. Or from his Aver, he's going across the Rishas. So he's transferring the object, the spit or the urn. So he's Chayv Chatas. So the Gemara says, V'abayinu nakira, V'anacha me'agam v'makam dalet, V'leka. So there's no dalet al dalet. Right? Either his mouth or his Aver isn't dalet al dalet. So where's the, it goes against the principle in Hotzah that you need dalet al dalet. So it's landing, maybe landing on the floor, which is dalet al dalet, but it's not. There's no akira from dalet al dalet. So the Gemara says, "Ela machshavto mashviale makom." So his machshava renders it into a makom. So even though his mouth, for instance, isn't dalet al dalet, but since he thinks about it, which we'll see what that means exactly, that makes it into a makom. Here Rashi says, "Machshavto shu tzarach lekach," that he needs it. I guess to be there, something like that. He needs to what?
Away from him.
He needs to be away from him. Well, it's interesting Rashi, but he says his machshava makes it into a hotzah chashuva. Okay, he makes the hotzah chashuv. It's not clear exactly how that answers the problem, but it says mashvilei makom though. It's funny because it's a little bit different than Gemara. The Gemara says Mashalei Makom. It makes it into a Makom. It sounds like it makes the mouth. The mouth isn't Dalet al Dalet. But since he has Machshava about the mouth, something like that, it renders the mouth like it's Dalet al Dalet. Rashi somehow throws in a new twist. He says it makes it into a Otzah Chashuva. Makes the Otzah Chashuv significant. So it's not sure what that means. How does that work? What does that even mean? Yeah. So somehow his Machshava makes it into a Makom. Okay. So dilo temahachi, because if you don't say that, I'll prove it to you. Hada amar Rabba. I guess let's go with Rabba. Zorak v'nach b'fikel. If you throw something into the mouth of a dog, like you're feeding a dog, and you throw the thing into the mouth of the dog. Oh, if you're kibshon, you're throwing something into the fire, into a furnace. Chayav chatos. But a mouth of a dog or a furnace isn't 4x4. So, right. No, it's four amas. So you throw it to so far. Okay, fine. That's a good question. Shai's asking, like, let's say the urine case. So where was the urine munach? I mean, it's in your body. Does it exist? Is that halachically existing? And the second it comes out and it comes into existence, it's not a munach. So when was it ever a munach? In the Amma, as we're saying. Somehow, in it, like it existed in there, I guess. I don't know, that's a good question. So maybe that's a little further. Let's go a little further than Gemara. So it could be that's part of the question a little further. It says, Boy Rava, who versus Yachad, who pi Amma versus Rab? So if the guy is urinating and his body, I guess the beginning part of his body is in Rishas Yachad, and his other Amma, his Aver, is outside in the Rishas Rab. Mahu. What's the din? Do you say Basar Akira Azlina or Basar Yitzhiya Azlina? Take him. So do you say, what's Akira? So Akira Rashi explains. He says, Asar Akira Min HaGuf Azlina. Do you go by the point of departure from the body? Akira, uprooting from the guf. Vehinekar Min Chalal Shel Guf. V'chayiv. Like, I guess, do you go by your bladder? Right? And your bladder is inside the cavity of your body, which is in Rishas HaYachid, and therefore you say it's considered from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaRabim. The motzi min ha-guf she Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaRabim. Abbas Yitzia, she yotze min ha-guf mimenu. So you go from the point of departure from the body. V'ayripiyam Rishas HaRabim, and that's in Rishas HaRabim. V'ayim kanakir Rishas HaYachid. So now it's basically going from Rishas HaRabim to Rishas HaRabim. So where do you go by? Point of departure or the point of where it's nekar from the guf all the way inside? So I thought that was asking maybe a question. It's like, do you say there's a reality to the urine in the bladder? Like, is that a halachic entity? Do you say I have urine in my bladder? He says an halacha could be like in the piyama there. It's emerging, so it's like it's still the same question. But I just thought, like, it's one thing to say that in the aver it's recognized. Another thing to say in the bladder it's recognized. That was its makom. Like, I thought therein that's what it's about, maybe. Like, definitely the Amma it's recognized. Of course, is it recognized all the way in the bladder? I don't know. Good question. Yeah, so. Okay, but let's get back to our issue, then. Okay, so our issue is, either way you have it, wherever its location is, but it's saying is that you can have Hanacha in, basically, in the mouth, or the Aver, or the dog's mouth, or the kibshan, the furnace. All these things are not dalad al dalad yet. You have hanacha on them, or a kira from them. So they're not dalad al dalad. So apparently there's a principle that we're setting down, and machshava makes the place into a makam. Okay, machshava renders it a makam. How does that work? It's a good question. How does that work? I mean, it sounds like a... It basically just undermines the whole principle of dalad al dalad. I mean, you have a shear. Now all of a sudden, basically, you just make up anything. So there's anything could be a machshav. What's the whole halacha? What does that mean by machshav, though? You don't want the spit to be in the other rishos. Like, what does it even mean? What is machshava doing here? Is it rendering the mouth into a makom? Then machshava what? Machshava that what? What does Rashi issue? Tzarachla? Tzarachlakach what? What's tzarachlakach? I have to spit it out? So how does that have my mouth into a makom? But then why is Rashi adding in also some malacha chashuva? What does that have to do with it? Because this is a makom. What's going on here, right? That's good. What's going on here? Let me just to reiterate the problem. I think it's still quite it's a good answer, but in the question, we have to bring up the question a little more, is that in Torah you have shiurim. You have shiurim. So you say, like, let's say a kezias of matzah is the shiur. So they say, the Gemara asks something like that. It says, what about Og Melech HaBashan? You're going to say he needs a kezias, and I need a kezias? I mean, he's, what's a kezias going to do for him? But the answer is that's Shiurim. Shiurim Alach Moshe Misinai. The Shiurim Halacha is a system. It's like a legal system. And you can't start varying these things per person. You have to have objective measures of in any system. You have to have an objective quantification. Otherwise, you don't have a system. So that's why the Shiurim. So presumably, like Dalad is Hanacha. But certain objects, if you have a huge, huge thing, is Dalad really the place for that? Or if you have a tiny object, is Dalad really the place for it? But that's a shear. That is all evaluated. Apparently, in general, 4x4 is the makom hanacha for an object. In general. And that's a shear. And then you run with that. So now, what's the more thing is that? But here, your machshava, it makes it like dalad. But it's not dalad. So, you're relating to it that way? Okay. It's very nice, but it's not the shear. Halacha is a shear. Okay. So let's just review the idea we said, but I think it's good, the way we learned. What's the idea that you need dalad? Why don't you just say, is you throw the thing, it rests in the other rishos, and it's perfect. What do you need dalad for? So we said, in hotza, what's the productivity in hotza? Where's the productivity? You're just moving something. Just moving. This thing is moving. So where's the productivity? Malach is always productive. So he said the productivity is because, see, location could be like an accidental property of an object. Just happens to be here, happens to be there, moves around. Or you could have location being like a property of an object. It has a location. It's a munach in a kavua kind of a way, in a fixed kind of a way, and it actually, the place becomes a property of the object. So what's the difference? When something is on dalad al dalad, or on a real holder, on a significant holder, on a table, a big table, on the floor, so now it acquires a place. When it's secure in its location, so then it actually has a location, and it's a property of the object. And Hotzah is where you're changing its location from Rishas Yachid to Rishas Rab. You're actually changing its location. It has a property. The location is actually a property of the Chafetz itself. But if something is like in an insecure, unsecure location, so then it doesn't really have a din makom. It happens to be here, it's moving around there. The nature of the relationship to the location is accidental. Okay, what makes it essential is that this is its holder. It's really here, and like it's being held by this item. And it really has a din of this is its location. And the way, when do you say that it's not just an accidental relationship, but it's a holder? So we measure it based objectively when dalad, because the Rambam says with dalad, most things will stay on dalad. Most things stay. So that's the shear. But what this Gemara is saying is that's in general. But if you actually, like that's what you said, let's say you put a diamond ring inside a ring box. That, what are you going to say? It doesn't have a makom? That is its makom. This is the holder for the ring, and you're putting it in the holder, and that's its location. It is its location. That's the primary idea of location, is you have an object where your machshava renders a certain location. When you say your mouth isn't the holder for a spit, that is the holder of spit. That's where spit's held. That's the holder of spit. Or the you throw something in the dog's mouth. That's not the place for the thing. That is the place for the thing. That's exactly where you want it. That's where you want the thing to be located. So that is, through machshava, that's the primary idea of an object relating to a makom is intrinsically. Through the person who puts it there, he's giving it a location, and it's bedafka, he wants it to be there, that is the holder, that the person is creating an essential relationship between the object and the location. The person who's doing the action is creating the relationship. But that's through his machshava. But let's say you had a case, let's say you just throw a ball, and picking any place. Now the question is the object related to it essentially? Is there a din hanacha or is it not a munach? So now you have to have an objective way to measure without a machshava. You don't know where, you didn't choose any location. There's no machshava. You don't want it to be there specifically. You just throw it, it landed somewhere. So now is that place, is it objectively a munach or is it not objectively a munach? There's no machshava around. So now how do you measure, and you have something where there's no machshava rendering it a makom or not, so then you use a shear. Then the shear is going to be dalad. Shir dalad, it means that it is a holder. Dalad is objectively a holder. But it doesn't mean that if there's machshava involved and a person is choosing a location, so of course that is the holder of the location. That's why he's choosing that location. That's where the thing is stored. That is its location. He relates to it. That is the holder. Mouth is holder of spet. Right. The shir is only in a case where you don't have machshava, so now you have to say, is what is the nature of the relationship? Is it an accidental relationship or an essential relationship? So we say, well, objectively, do things rest here or not? So you have a shear. Right. Good? That's the question, is when do you apply this? I mean, you could, it almost sounds like you can almost apply this everywhere. So I think that's what Tosfos is about. Is when do you apply this principle, and when do you not apply this principle? Okay, when do you say, what exactly do you need for machshava? Okay, what are the lines? And which, or when something becomes machshava, when something isn't machshava? Because it sounds like almost always, you're always going to have machshava. But you're always putting it somewhere. So, I mean, I guess if you throw it and it randomly rolls somewhere. But, I mean, usually that's not the way you do a nacha. So every time you put it down, there's machshava. So that's what those, that's tough. So that's what I told you about. Okay, question? So basically, the idea of a holder is that there's an essential relationship between the object and its location. Now, that essential relationship could be because objectively the thing is a holder and it's there. Holders create relationships to that which is being held on them. Or if the relationship was created by a person, and there, or through machshava renders it an essential relationship. Or machshava zadam. It could be either way. It could be objectively, or it could be through Mashav Asadam. But either way, the idea is that there's an essential relationship between this location and the object. The object and the location. There's a question of what's Rashi talking about. Mashav Toshu in Erevin. So Tzorach Lekach, Mashvil Amachot Tzorach Hashuva. So two things are funny. What's Tzorach Lekach? Tzorach LeWhat? And also, why is he saying Tzorach Hashuva?
To get away from
it. The problem is against the Gemara. The Gemara says Mashvil Alei Makom. Mashav to Mashvil Alei Makom. So why is Rashi changing from the Gemara and saying Hotzah Mashvile Hotzah Chashuva? Yeah, our Rashi said the same thing. I think it's consistent with our Rashi because we also Makom Dala Al Dalat. He says Davichoshev Neve Hanachoso Hanacho VeAkiraso Akira. It was necessary Dali Nid Al Dal to make his Akira and Akira and his Hanacha and Hanacha, which means we said it means because Tosa said it's to make it a Makom, but Rashi said didn't argue. But the idea is why do you need a Makom? What's lacking if you don't have a makom? It's not just a rule, by the way, you need a makom. The idea is that hotza'a means you're oker the object, the makom of the object, and you're giving it a new makom. That's what hotza'a means. So if you don't have a makom, it's lacking in hotza'a, because it's not productive. You're not really changing the real din makom. So what you're saying is it's chashuva here, and have a hotza'a, mashula hotza'a chashuva, means that without a din makom, it's not really hotzah chashuva. It's just moving. Its location wasn't really essential as accidental in the first place. It was moving an accidental property. But since it has a din makom, since it's like dalet al dalet, so now it's a hotzah chashuva. It's really changing a property of the object. But that's the second part of the Rashi. What's tzarach lekach? Tzarach to spit it out? But how does spitting it out make his mouth chashuv? Because he needs to spit it out. Is that what he means? Sounds like that's what he means. How does that make his mouth chashuv? Maybe there he goes. Very good here, I think. Is in Rashi, maybe Rashi's answering the problem more better than we were saying. Is what about the shear? Need a shear, dollar, dollar. Where's the shear? See, but if it were a halacha, like there's a gzeres hakasav, makom. Hotza needs makom. And what's makom? Dollar, dollar. So that's a shear. So now you can't start creating makom through secondary methods. Because makom's makom, that's the shear. But he's saying that's not the, there's no halacha of makom. The halacha is hotza. That's the halacha. There's one halacha, hotza. Hotza means where you're, it's a productive change of the location of an object. You know what I mean? And that comes about through makom. But makom could exist objectively through dalet al dalet, or it could exist through your machshava. Through machshava. What he's saying is that, you see, when you have a halachic institution, then a shear fixes it, and you can't start coming up with other methods. But he's saying there's no intrinsic halachic reality to makom. The intrinsic halachic reality is hotzah. And if a guy takes something through machshava and renders that's a makom chashav, that's hotzah. There's an essential relationship to the thing, and he's breaking it, or he's creating an essential relationship. So now you can't say that's not good because we fixed the thing. There's no category called makom per se. The real category is it hotzah or not. Now it's true that there's a fixed shear at which it will be defined as hotzah, but it can't be. Can undo the intrinsic din hotzah, which comes by through machshava. You know what I mean? It could be it's good with his, you know. You could have said it anyways, but I feel like if it were like a gzeres hakasa that you need a chalashay makom, then it could be that it wouldn't fix by halacha. You have a shear. But the makom is like a detail of a greater reality, which it could exist intrinsically. So now you don't say that that if you have a shear, that the shear fixes it and knocks out everything else. You know what I mean? But back to those. So what's he saying? The other thing about machshav the shutzach l'kach. So I think so. Maybe Rashi is maybe shutzach l'kach. Rashi is learning different than we are learning. We were saying it means that your mouth is because your mouth is a spit holder. So by nature, that's where spit is held. But first of all, that's a little funny. Is that what your mouth is, a spit holder? Like, it's true, spit comes there, but it's not like, it's not that's its makom. And also, that's not machshavto. He's saying machshavto. Where's your machshava? But maybe he's saying, no, it's not because of that. Rashi's learning is, the reason why your mouth is a makom is because makom means that there's an essential relationship between the object and the location. It's not just happens to be there. So you know what thing happens to be on makom gimel gimel? Happens to be. It's moving. It's changing. There's no reality to that relationship. But the reality is when you want it to be here, then it's there's a reality. This is where you want it. Now, not wanting it is also a relationship. In other words, it's not like it just happens to be in my mouth. No, it's in my mouth. And I don't want it, and I'm tzarech to get it out of here, and I have to break this relationship because this relationship bothers me. So there, that's also a relationship to the object. I mean, it had a relationship to my mouth, one which I was unhappy about, and I'm changing that relationship on the floor. Forget the Malshin Sur Gufa. It's a good question, why isn't the Malshin Sur Gufa? But that's a good question. But his point is that, and that's why it could be he's leaning on Rav Yosef. In Rav Yosef's case, in Rabba's case, and in Rabba's case, you're giving it a din makom through machshava because you positively wanted it in the kivshana, you wanted it in the mouth of the dog. So that gave it a din makom. But, so that's fine. You can see that idea. It's a din makom because you want it to be there. But Rav Yosef's chiddush is even, there's another way to have it, is through you not wanting it to be there. That's also, it works the same way. Because either way, the point isn't that you want it or not want it. The point is that the relationship is a real one. And not just like a fleeting, passing, accidental relationship. And your tzarech l'kach could render it into an essential relationship. An essential relationship of, like so to speak, it would be like a guy, like, you know, certain people that you go to see just don't mean anything to you. But who means something to you? The people you love and hate. Like those are people who, like, everyone else is just like whatever. They're almost like, so to speak, non-existent to you. But there's people who register. There's a vis-a-vis you or the people, it could be positive or negative, but they're on your radar, so to speak. So makom, a thing is in a makom, things are makomas all over the place. But when something becomes an essential relationship to makom is when that makom is a desired makom or an undesired makom. Either way, the machshava renders the makom into more than just a mere accident. So either way it will work. So that's borrowed from the case of Rabba, where you have a positive thing that you want it there. Good. Very good. Okay, so let's see Tosa. So Tosa is basically saying, so now since you have this thing, so let's read it. Since you have this thing basically of Dalet al Dalet, is Machshavto Mashalei Makom, its basic problem is going to be that when you put it in the guy's hand, so even if the hand isn't Dalet al Dalet, but you're putting it in his hand. You want it to be in his hand. Right? That's his question. He says, so again, it's Dalet of Abbez, Koshal Rashba, Matshich and Rav Yosef. These are the same Rabba and Rav Yosef who are trying to explain our Mishnah. That's his question. So why don't you say the same thing? Now what are you bothered by the case of where you put it down the guy's hand? You put it down the guy's hand. That is machshavta mashalei makom. So who cares? What do you have to start trying to figure out? It's not dalet al dalet. You don't need dalet al dalet if the machshava chooses that place. So he answers with tirutz Rabbi Natan. The hadi amar machshavta mashalei makom. Haynu echad lo nichle ben yanach ela ben yitzah. That's only if you specifically only want it here, nowhere else. Kimo mashtin v'rak. Okay, like urinating and spinning. Okay, this might not be the same as Rashi. Let's say she'enu yachol lahashdin alorik b'inyan acher. There's no other way to urinate or spit. V'chein zorik b'chvi kelev. She'ritzonu she'achilenu ha'kelev v'she'yisrof eish he'eitz b'kivsham. Specifically. Only wants it there. V'lo gresin ha'chasam enach b'chvi kelev. Enach ma'asha in ta'vosu l'kach. Aval ha'ch ma'in. Right. So he's saying specifically you want it there. Okay, that's when you say ma'chshav to ma'ashle ma'akam. When you specifically want it there. Only there. Aval hacha, in a choshesh in a kabel biyado b'kli acher. You don't specifically want it in the guy's hand. If he had a kli, you'd be more than happy. What's the difference to you? You just want to give it to him, whatever, however he gets it. Right? However he gets it. So that's his chiluk. His chiluk is depends. And you only say something wrong if you want it there specifically. Okay? The dog, you don't want it to be in a kli, you want it in the dog's mouth only. Nowhere else. There's no other place you want it. But by the hand, you don't care if it's in his hand. If he's holding a kli, that would also be fine. Doesn't really matter.
The roke,
you only could spit from your mouth. He said, there's no other way to spit besides from your mouth. I mean, you have to think, is he saying the same way as Rashi? But that's what he says. The only way you could spit is if through your mouth. No other way. It all sounds funny, but...
Can you imagine you spit out of your ear?
Yeah,
right.
Right. So that's so the question is, what's his hamina, what's his maskana? Right, and that's the question. What's his idea? I mean, it just sounds like he's making this up. I mean, it's arbitrary. It's a difference. Either way, mashatim, mashatim, makom. So what's... Right, what's hamina, what's maskana? And then he's bothered by a different thing. He says, right? The Gemara promises, he's claiming now the hand isn't considered achshave. But the Gemara on hay says that you're achshave. He says, right? It's, you don't really care if it's in your hand or the mishum the Gemara, the other shalach hashuv like a dollar al dollar. So figure out what he's saying there. Okay, he's saying something there. He's saying that's after the Gemara already said. You have to look at that Gemara if you want to do that part. After you work out this part, you have to look at the Gemara. And where there is on Amarava, El Amarava. It's on Heimar Alf, to two thirds of the way down at the star. Okay, you have to look at that Gemara, see what he's quoting, but you see what he's bothered by and see how he's answering it. Okay, so I guess we'll do that stuff tomorrow.